All right, hold on. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Now, I've got two separate shows to do because I had some shit go down again, and I kind of want to talk about it because, yeah, it is kind of stupid, and just want to kind of point it out that this is something that just happens a lot to us in the adult games community, hentai community, whatever. It's just something that happens an awful lot. So, hold on. All right. Okay, so, anyway, guys, let me go ahead and get started. The first thing we want to talk about is the game. So, you know, I talked about Winter Memories coming out. I just dropped that video. And, you know, I was in a server, you know, with a lot of my former fans and stuff like that, a lot of people that were really supportive, and I'm not saying that everybody, but there's a few that are just like, oh, he's too degenerate, and I'm like, dude, that was the fucking point from day one. And he's like, oh, I can't believe you're into this degenerate shit, that's not healthy, and it's not, it's like, dude, it's been like this from day fucking one. You know, autism and hypersexuality and paraphilias go fucking together. They just do. There's lots of research for that. And I happen to be really big in certain fetishes. So, obviously I got a lot of that content. That's just the way neurodivergent people are. And for me, you know, it's different things. I don't take it as seriously as some other people. It's really bizarre to see people just get really bent out of shape when it comes to this content. But here's the game in question that I want to bring up. Let's see. I got a lot of shit up here. So, let's see here. Obviously, I got some Patreons I'm supposed to support. GeForce, all that kind of stuff. But, let's go ahead and look at this right now. So, we're gonna look it up right now. Winter Memories Steam. On Steam, right? So, let's look at it. Obviously, Kagura Games here. Look at this. Very positive. 1,074. That's how many reviews so far this game has gotten. It just came out a few days ago. Right? And we can also look up Summer Memories, which, you know, Summer Memories came out in 2020. Well, there's an expansion DLC to it as well. It was mostly positive. It wasn't as well received. But the original Summer Memories, I don't even know if you can fucking find it. I mean, I'm sure it's there somewhere. Let's see. Ah, here we are. The original Summer Memories, very positive. 697. And then all reviews, very positive, 12,846. That's a lot of positive reviews, guys. So, what's the problem? Well, your main character is a Shota character. You know, you have, we'll go to read more. You have Miyuki, Ryo, Yui, and there's some other characters. And of course, you have the main character who is a young Shota. Shotokan is very, very well known for having it might as well be a midget, but it's supposed to be like a young boy and these really busty, larger-than-life women. You know, that's the kind of thing that a lot of the Shota games will do. Like, if you go on to DL site, you'll find a lot of stuff where there's like a Shota and there's these tall, large-breasted women running after him, you know? That's kind of the big thing, and you have to fight them off, right? That was one game I was looking at and kind of laughing about because I thought it was funny. But yeah, it's just something that's been popular in this genre for a while, and they were just losing their minds. Oh my god, it's a Shota! Does that mean you like kids? It's like, no. First of all, you play as that character. People that have played Summer Memories already know the story, and of course they love it. This is a beloved game. If it wasn't, it wouldn't have 1,000 positive reviews. I can go on Steam right now and find a bunch of games that do not have that many fucking very positive reviews. I'm sorry, it's just the truth. Even some big AAA or even AA games, you know, some of the bigger games, you won't find that many very positive reviews. You'll find there's stuff they spent thousands of dollars on, sometimes millions, and they don't have the review count that this does. It's 93% positive if you check it out on the mobile app. It doesn't seem to be showing it here. But, yeah. Obviously, there's some funny ones, you know. But there is a very serious review here. Let's see. I guess I have to go to all reviews, but the one that I like the most was the guy that actually reviews for, he does like critical reviews, kind of like I do, right? So I can kind of understand where he's coming from. Number of thoughts. Let's see. I mean, of course, Kagura Webb is idiot. I can't download patch for this game. He's mad because the Kagura website literally just got overloaded. You can't even download the patch from the game because so many people wanted the patch. This was such a beloved title in the hentai sphere that, you know, people couldn't even download it. And, you know, most people from around the world, I mean, there's lots of reviews in other languages, of course, but the one I was looking for, do you like summer memories? You'll love winter memories. Let's see. Like, I can't find that one person. It was Aerozone. Something that is like 100-something reviews they've done. So there, okay, there's the Saber review. That one is hilarious. People are asking him what the fuck is wrong with him, but let's see. I do like this one, Baldur's Gate 1 Game of the Year, just because this game couldn't be nominated. That's funny. But yeah, it's funny, I'm not seeing that damn review anymore for that game, because it was a very good, well thought out review. It was somebody that did it professionally. Let's see. This is just some, yeah. Well, again, I'm not seeing it. It must just be, I don't know. It's, oh, there's some curators. No, that's not what I'm looking for either. It says, okay, there's only 67 negative reviews. And of course, the most popular review so far is Gray Fox Delta. Now that might be because of who that person is. Some of these people might be respected in the hentai sphere. So they're like, oh, so-and-so liked it. And he's well-known, so if he likes it, then I'm definitely gonna up his comment. Kind of like what Taylor Swift, you know, when somebody shares Taylor Swift's status, or, no, sorry, when somebody shares puts a status and Taylor Swift likes it and shares it, people are like, oh my god, she shared my thing. That's kind of like some of the guys do with certain people. That's just how the sphere is. That's how any fucking sphere is. If you're a bodybuilder and you post a status and some great big legendary bodybuilder shares your status, you're like, oh man, I can't believe that. Yeah, I mean, that's just literally what it is. But I'm not seeing the Aerozol review. That is unfucking-fortunate. Because I was totally gonna read that, and that was a really well-written review. So I don't know if he took it off. There was absolutely nothing wrong with that review. Maybe because he posted the link to the patch in the review. That might be the problem. I don't think you're allowed to do that on Steam, so that's probably what got them in trouble. Hopefully they'll put it up again, because that was a very well thought out piece. It told you everything that goes on in the game. By the way, what you're seeing here is a time management game. Kind of like Peeping... what was that? Peeping Dorm Manager? Yeah. But, obviously, you know, you've got the different characters. All the girls are busty, and, you know, that's just how it's supposed to be in the Shotokan genre. So, if you're a guy that likes, you know, big, busty, you know, busty girls, you know, or tall women, giantess-type women, this is the kind of thing for you. And apparently, it's very, very, very popular with a lot of people. This isn't a game that people are outright shaming. It's a very small amount of people that are saying bad things about it. You know, I just don't get why people that supposedly are into hentai and things like that are acting this way. It's really bizarre. Especially since I've been in the community for as long as I have and talked with as many folks and have written pieces now in the community, which aren't necessarily hentai. I've been writing more about AVN, but, you know, that's still kind of a little adjacent. You know, some people fight, you know, there's a hentai versus AVN argument. Let's not get into that right now. But, yeah, that's more or less what I'm getting. I'm getting the fact that people are just completely outraged. A small group of people are outraged at this game because you play as a Shota character. And it's absolutely ridiculous, you know. The game is available to buy on Steam. You know, it's 20% off. This is normally a $20 game. And it's on sale for $16. And don't forget about that first one. Also, it's on GOG. Unfortunately, the GOG version doesn't have the patch. So you're probably going to have to wait a little while on that if you ever get it. Like, you may not get it at all. That's just literally how GOG is. They haven't been updating their Kagura games. And I have mentioned that. And nobody's done a fucking thing about it. So, it is what it is. Of course, I don't know if some of the patches on Kagura's website will work on GOG. But because I couldn't buy the game from Kagura's website, I had to buy it from GOG. Which I refunded it, and I'm probably just going to go buy it again. However, the issue isn't... I mean, they have mini-games, which the mini-games actually... they do interest me. I mean, that looks like it could be fun. And they had little mini-games in the first game as well, and the expansion pack. But, it's time management. So, again, like Peeping Dorm Manager, you're going to be doing a lot of the same shit over and over and over again. And it probably gets really fucking tedious. Now, they said they've made it less tedious in this game. I mean... I can show you this, but I can't actually play the game on the channel. And there's a funny reason for that, because we don't allow Shota and Loli content when it involves sex. That's one thing we don't do. I said Shota, Loli, and Scat are the one things, and the bestiality, of course. We don't really want to show that. So we try to minimize the amount of that we have. If we do have it, it's very scarce. So that's one thing, you know, I've always wanted to do with it. Wanted to make sure that people knew about with the channel. Is that, yeah, we don't do those kinds of things. So I won't be able to really play this game on the channel. I could play the censored version of it. I mean, if anybody would really give a shit... more or less what this video is it's just kind of more of a promotion for Winter Memories, the game I cannot fucking play on the channel. I can't. Because it involves that Shota character and involves sex scenes with that Shota character. I mean, me, I don't fucking personally care. I, you know, I always put myself in that role, like, you know, most players do. And, I don't think of it like that. Like, some people will be like, oh, but what about the teacher that slept with the student? And it's like, okay, yeah, but first of all, this is a fantasy thing. This is fictional. This isn't something that's real. If you cannot tell the difference between fiction and real life, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, people start thinking, oh, because you're into these things, that means you're into that, right? And to me, that goes back to the old heavy metal and devil worshiping thing, right? Because I love heavy metal. I love all kinds of metal, even these guys that are all big into Satan or whatever. I mean, I'm not into that, but obviously I like the music, you know? I like the different kinds of... I mean, some people are big into Cthulhu too, right? So he's got quite a following too. You know, the devil better watch out. The Cthulhu, he's coming up there. But anyway, yeah, I don't look at this shit and be like, oh yeah, I want to, you know, sacrifice babies or anything, because that's stupid. Nobody fucking thinks like that. So when I'm playing a game with a Shota protagonist, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, I want to be a little no. It's not like that. It's just literally a self-insert for these girls. And you're like, well, why couldn't it be a, like with Starless, why couldn't it be a normal age or adolescent age character? And I'll tell you why. Because, again, the girls are supposed to appear larger than life. They're supposed to... telling me my phone is connected, whatever. But the girls are supposed to appear larger than life, you know? They're supposed to be... basically, they're supposed to be tall and big. So if you have a short protagonist, unless you want to have a midget, like, that's why that works. You know, I mean, it's Japan. It's literally the way they do things. And Douji no Tome, you know, they've done two of these so far. And one of them was a flagship title for Kagura. Again, released 3 years ago. So to see Winter Memories out, it's a pretty big deal. You know, it's a fun thing. I think the game would be pretty fun. Again, I played a little bit of that first one, and it wasn't necessarily my thing, but apparently people really, really seem to enjoy it. And last time I looked at it, like 12,000 people playing it on Steam at once. So it's very, very, very popular among the hentai community. So it's really... like, insulting for people to say, oh, this is... okay, maybe you don't understand the genre then, because if 12,000 fucking people are like, hey, this is the big thing that I'm into, you know, that... I mean, that's it. Like, everybody wanted to play Winter Memories because it was a game that that's just well made. It's a pixel game, right? It's a really fun pixel game, just like Peeping Dorm Manager is a really fun pixel game. People really enjoy that. By the way, Peeping Dorm Manager still up there. Right now, the top game on Steam is Sex with Hitler. I have no interest in playing that game, so please don't ask me. But that is number one right now, and of course, Peeping Dorm Manager right behind it. And a game I am going to play for you guys called Fear and Loathing, which will have me basically throwing things. We will be playing that at some point as well. I do not want to distract from the Lust Epidemic, because I know you guys have liked that. I have been looking at the views, especially over on BitChute, and you guys really seem to be interested in that game, even though it is just... adventure wandering around, and the sex scenes I don't think are very good at all, and I don't like the way the models look, and I know I'll like the other models better because I've seen the other models, you know, for Treasures of Nadia and of course the Genesis Order, but he was just starting out with Lust Epidemic, and maybe I'm one of the first that actually went and covered the whole story. I don't know, I haven't looked. But I know that I'm covering the whole story and not just the scenes, which you'll find on Pornhub or whatever fucking else. So, maybe that's why you're looking at it. Maybe that's why you're enjoying it. Maybe you just like when I read to you. I don't even like the sound of my own voice. I've listened to my videos. I'm like, I don't know how you guys like this, but it is what it is. Spring Memories 2025. Go, Kagura, go. Can't wait for Spring Memories. I wish I was him. It's just, I mean, wow. This person, 12.5 hours. 13 hours. 5 hours, right? Some people haven't played it that much. 14 hours. I mean, they're spending quite a bit of time because this game just came out, so some people have been playing it all day. That's the real. Like, they've been playing it all day. They must really seem to enjoy the game. And to be fair, a lot of people would say, well, okay, but this is a sexual game. Aren't they just getting off? I mean, that's hard to say. Because, yeah, some people are, but some people are just actually interested in the game itself as far as the character interactions, the different mini-games, because there are mini-games. You guys did see them there in the trailer. So there's a lot more things going on than just, you know, something you'd find on Pornhub or what, Hentai Haven or something like that. And one of the guys I was arguing with, he's a Zoomer, and he was like, well, there's Pornhub.com, and I'm like, I've got no interest in that. I don't really have an interest in Pornhub.com. That site doesn't interest me. I've already talked about it on the show when they basically said, no, fuck you, we don't like six of your videos, even though YouTube had no problem with them. So I just don't really care about that site. And they were like, no, come back. They literally sent me an email saying, you know, don't go and all that. And like, no, I'm sorry. You're not going to treat me with respect and my content with respect. I don't want you. So I basically told them no. I said I'd rather go to somewhere else where they actually respect the arrow-gay content that I was uploading. You know, I uploaded the beginning of Starless before anything had even happened. The one that was on YouTube for a long time. The one that's still here on BitChute, you know, obviously. That's been on there for a long time. And it doesn't even have any content. It's like, there's no sex in it. And maybe Pornhub was like, well, there isn't any sex in it. Yeah, but it is an adult game. And we have to go through piece by piece. Maybe they felt it belonged on YouTube and not on Pornhub. Well, there's nothing pornographic here. Yes, but it is an adult game. I don't know. Maybe it's a guy like me that has to go in there and clean fucking house. And be like, okay, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And you probably would go in to these people that are in charge of this shit. And be like, well, I didn't know it was... Yeah, because you have no knowledge in the subject. And I really think, again, that the West is really prejudiced towards Japanese culture. Remember, there was a guy that worked directly with the Japanese companies and Steam. And he said that Steam was basically... Well, to give you guys something else to look at. The guy basically said that he was having a hard time getting these Japanese companies to get on Steam because they would always find some error or some problem. Like, oh, this is supposed to be a little girl, or this is in high school, or, you know, something stupid like that. It's always something really fucking stupid with those people. You know, that's why, to show you how fucking incompetent Steam is, they actually allowed the more darker Evenickel. I mean, dark. There's some really dark scenes of rape in that game, right? They actually allowed that to get released instead of the more lighthearted and even censored. We're talking about a game that had Mosaic censoring. They said that one was too hardcore for Steam, yet they let the one go that has the actual dark stuff that goes on. You know, you've seen some of those scenes. There are some really rough ones, especially what happens to Culpus. And Steam's like, okay, that's fine with us. But when it comes to the lighthearted game, they're like, nope, that one's too much for us. So Steam really has no idea what the fuck they're doing. I mean, they don't. I'd literally go up to the staff and tell them, you people have no idea what the fuck you're doing. You shouldn't be judging adult games. You should have never allowed adult games to come in. And furthermore, again, somebody needs to make a platform for all this content where there isn't the restrictions, the tight restrictions at least, and there's a way to filter out all the spam so we don't have all these little hentai matching games, which are stupid asset swaps thrown. They're just little asset things thrown together oh, here's a hot little hentai girl, and here's your Tetris. Tetris? Man, I grew up in the 90s. I was playing Tetris on a little device. I don't want to play Tetris with an anime girl there, or a CGI girl. That doesn't interest me. That shouldn't interest you. That's something somebody thrown together for a quick fucking buck. You know, they're talking about, oh, some of these games are money laundering. Maybe games like those are. But you'd have to be an idiot to fucking buy those and think they're actually of any merit. Because they're not. They're bullshit. They just throw them together. But you look at a game like Summer Memories or Winter Memories, and you're like, hey, that game looks like it's got a lot going on. I thought this was just some show-to-fuck game. No, it's got a lot going on. Why do you think people like it so much? Why do you think people like Peeping Dorm Manager so much? Why do you think people like Lust Epidemic and Treasures of Nadia and the Genesis Order so much? Not just because there's adult content, but because there's an interesting game in it. Why do people like Fear and Hunger so much? Fear and Hunger is considered an adults-only game. It's very popular, as well as Fear and Hunger 2, but not as popular as the first one. So, I mean, that's just what I'm saying. It's not just like, because we have, you know, we have stuff like Pornhub, Xvideos, XNX, RedTube, whatever you want. You can find this stuff anywhere you want. That the game, that's what people are coming for, because they want to play the fucking game. They want the story. You know, they're like, okay, this is cool, but I want to play it for myself, right? And when you see some idiot just like, no offense, but you see some idiot just like, oh, here's all the scenes. That's fine and all, but what about the game? And they do that with the porns, too. They do that with the actual movies. They take out the scenes, so you have no context. And, I mean, some people, I've heard stories about erotica writers that are frustrated because the people that read the shit, they don't want plot, characters, and story. And I'm like, if that's true, they can all fuck off, and I will never fucking write for them, because I'm not just going to write some scene that doesn't make any sense, doesn't have any characters, doesn't have any reason for existing. You know, oh, it's just there, and they decided to do something. No, you gotta give the people a reason. You know, that's why a lot of the AVNs do so well. Because, or a lot of the hentai games, like, with the story, what they call them, plot gay, right? They do so well because you get to experience that character outside of just the scene, right? You actually get to understand that character, and sometimes it can be some really tragic shit that happens. And because of that tragic shit, or because of something cool that she does, maybe she comes in and saves the fucking day, and, you know, then you're like, oh, wow, she's cool, you know? You get that kind of urge, you know, to see something like that, I guess. It's like, oh, it's just like when you look at Vampirella, or you look at, you know, Lady Death, or some of the other characters we cover, oh, they're badass, you know, and they're hot, you know, it's just how it is. That's how a lot of these characters are in media. That's why a lot of the, you know, the old X-Men comics and stuff like that, you know, the 90s era, when they would draw Rogue and Jean looking like that, but they were still badass characters. Like, you knew they were going to manhandle you, right? But but you wanted them still, right? You were like, oh, I still want her, I don't care if she's going to throw me into the fucking wall, you know, because she's got, like, super strength or something. I guess I'm thinking of a female Colossus at this point now, which some people would say, oh, that's cool, I'd go for a female Colossus, I bet you would. Or like, what was it, female She-Hulk, I said female She-Hulk. Boy, that would really fuck things up. I better not say something, Marvel might make that a thing. Well, now we're doing female She-Hulk, or male She-Hulk, hold on, isn't that just the Hulk? No, listen. But yeah, that's literally what I'm talking about here. People that just really don't understand. And to be fair, like, because that server is such a diverse group of people with, you know, completely different takes on this content, maybe not understanding it from the point of view of somebody that's involved in the community or somebody that was more interested in the stories and stuff like that, even from the beginning, you know, one thing I did like to do when I was younger is, you know, they had a lot of those, you know, the not, it was HBO After Dark or Cinemax After Dark. Some of those stories were kind of interesting, so I would actually kind of watch the stories because I was interested where it was going to go. You know, they would have, like, maybe one scene of sex, and then after that it would be, like, more of the story. Now, some of the stories were absolutely paper thin, and they weren't that interesting. But when you found one, like, again, Pirates 2, which had some of the corniest acting I've ever seen, but they spent $1 million on it, that wasn't too bad. Like, they wanted to try to do something different. I mean, it didn't do well, to be honest. Like, it was the only movie of its type to ever exist. But, you know, a lot of the best ones were already done in the 70s and 60s and stuff like that. The old days, when it was an adult film. So, again, a lot of people, they just don't really understand this kind of content. And they're like, hold on, but you can see it beyond just that. It's like, well, why wouldn't you watch a regular movie? Why wouldn't you watch this? Why wouldn't you play, like, a regular game? I mean, and honestly, you know, it's because some people like spicy content, but they like regular, you know, they like it spliced in, right? Like, you watch Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones had sex scenes in it, right? And people are like, oh, hey, Game of Thrones has sex scenes, but also has a really fucking good plot, right? So people are watching for both. They're getting those sex scenes in there, which are mainly softcore scenes. And then they're getting their content, the main content that they come in there for. The story, the characters, the plot, the deep writing, I guess you could say. I mean, they tried really hard with the material, and after they ran out of material, it went to shit. But I mean, you take a show like True Blood, which had some scenes in it too, but it had some very good story element as well. I thought it was really good until they completely destroyed that as well. HBO had a real good record of destroying shit. And, yeah, it's good to see that, you know, people will stay for the main content, you know? Like, they'll stay for the plot. I mean, if the plot makes sense and it's fun and it works, people are going to enjoy that. I mean, obviously, Summer Memories and Winter Memories, they have a plot. There's more going on than just, you know, you getting with these girls. There's a lot more going on. Sometimes it could be pretty dark. One guy was saying there was something about trading cards or dueling people and shit. And I'm like, really? Is that something that goes on in this game? Because that's kind of cool. Like, that would catch my attention. You know, and Lust Epidemic has some interesting shit going on in it as well, you know. I don't know what the main point of that's going to be, but it looks like it could be interesting. So yeah, these games, they're just really misunderstood by certain people. And I think it's just because, honestly, we're in the age of, like, lolcows, right? And somebody said something to me, and I think it's really important. They said, you know, there's no lolcows right now, so basically, people are just looking for lolcows. They're looking for somebody to get that kind of, I don't know, maybe they just thrive on that. I didn't really understand lolcows that much because, you know, you gotta understand, I haven't been that savvy when it comes to a lot of this. I never spent time on 4chan, really, you know? I wasn't one of those kinds of people. I didn't spend much time on Reddit. I spent a lot of time on Facebook, really, with a lot of the other boomers. And Twitter, sometimes. But a lot of times, I wasn't. Like, I was reading, you know? I was doing a lot of the... when I wasn't doing that, I was writing. I was making music. You know, I was doing a lot of that kind of stuff. So all these lolcows came and went, and all these different scenes came and went. And, you know, of course, I got more into the internet when, you know, MGTOW became a thing, and TFM and all those characters. And now those characters are kind of whittling down, and the Manosphere itself is whittling down. And there's not a whole hell of a lot left, you know. Of course, Nick Rakita, he was big on lolcows. You know, he would find different ones, and that was a big part of his show. Not all the time, of course, but they love to focus on lolcows. And I guess that's just something that some of these kinds of folks do. I guess it's just something that's kind of ingrained. It's like, oh, we've got to find the most degenerate person and mock them. And I always found that really bizarre. Like, even Nick himself was mocked for being too degenerate by people that formerly followed him. So, it's just, you know, odd to me. I don't understand this kind of behavior. You know, obviously, we've had things on our channel that most people didn't even know were on our channel. Like, a guy posted the trailer for Frankenhooker. I'm like, man, this is one of my favorite movies of all time. We actually did it on the channel. We did, Let me see how well that video did. I think people might have still been watching it. It's still there, guys. Just in case you want to check it out. Let's see here. Let's see. Oh, wow. So there's a lot of people that have done it, right? Just 5 months ago. Different people. And of course you have Grindhouse a Go-Go. Which, the movie has been viewed 1,400 times. Hey, and on ours, we did Frankenhooker at 287. So actually we've got more than the other ones. Late Night Rerun and, I wonder why in the hell we did so well. It's really bizarre. You also have Cinematech that did it. And somebody even did it in Spanish. And the Critical Ghoul show, he did a little better, but he was 2 years ago. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see that 287 people wanted to just listen to us do a classic. You know, even though they could watch it without all the commentary right there on the channel. Or not the channel, but the site. Because it's got 1,400 views on Grindhouse Go-Go, which was only uploaded just a year. It was 1 year and 3 months ago that we uploaded it. And then Grindhouse Go-Go decided to upload theirs 1 year and 1 month ago. So they uploaded shortly after us. And I think I will be subscribing to them. Oh, neat. I don't think this is commentary. Yeah, I know I shouldn't be discovering new channels right now, but I'm gonna subscribe to Grindhouse a Go-Go. If this dude is gonna straight up just do freaking Grindhouse movies, I'm down. Wow. That's another thing you guys don't understand. Or not you guys. I know you guys get it. But a lot of those guys there in the server there, I guess they don't really get that I'm a Grindhouse nut. And when you look at fucking Grindhouse movies, it's got every kind of debauchery, craziness, all that kind of stuff, man. It's always, wow, look at that. Go for broke. That looks kind of cool. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, there's always new Grindhouse films. I've actually been downloading a ton of them. Just trying to get as many as I can. And it's cool that this channel exists. So, you know, I guess you can stream them now on BitChute, which is pretty cool. Now, a lot of these movies are on Tubi. So you can just go to Tubi now and see a lot of Full Moon features and, you know, trauma films and just all this kind of stuff. And it's really good stuff. You got the Russ Meyer movies I've been talking about, Russ Meyer films. There's so much stuff that we can just go through when it comes to Grindhouse. And you can start watching it and never finish because there's just so many of them. And, oh, I love this stuff. It's just some of my favorite kind of cinema, right? Trash cinema, I guess you could say. But it's some of my favorite. And a lot of people, they don't get that, I guess. They say, oh, well, you watch that stuff. You must be, you know, like these, one of these kind of people or something. You must be a degenerate lolcow. Well, degenerate they got right. Lolcow they didn't. Unless they want to just consider me another lolcow or just somebody to add till they get bored and then move on to another lolcow, right? It's kind of stupid. I think it's definitely retarded. And, I mean, I can't say everybody's like that because that's unfair. But it's just a whole different deal from when I was doing the server, you know, and, you know, hanging out with a lot of these guys who've been on the show several times, man. They just changed their whole opinion. Well, you've changed, and it was like, I don't know, man, I've always kind of been this way. I guess I'm not the person you wanted me to be. And that's interesting, because me and my former writer for my website were discussing this, and he was saying, well, a lot of these people, they worship these celebrities now, like these popular people. Like, it's all about appealing to a certain group or whatever, you know. It's like, oh, we gotta do what everybody else thinks is cool. I don't get it. Like, I just make the content, you guys enjoy it, and it is what it is. It's not, like, serious to me. It's like, oh, this might be fun, cool, alright, there's a Shota character, whatever, I don't care. I don't really like the Lolly stuff, because that's just me, I don't care for that, but the Shota stuff, I don't really mind too much, because I know that the front piece of that is always going to be the kind of female body that I like, which is usually larger than life, giant breasts, stuff like that. I just, that's the thing I like. It's what I've liked since the fucking 90s, man. It's just, it is what it is. Since I was young enough to see a boob or whatever, I guess. Pamela Anderson and all that kind of thing. That's what I was into. Jenna Jameson and all those other, you know, the Boob Crew score girls, all that stuff. So yeah, that's just the thing I'm into. That's what it was. If they had regular proportions, I probably wouldn't like it as much, but I still would try the game out just because of the different things you can do in it. Because of all the special, it's got so much going on with it. It's not just a regular old, oh, you have sex with these girls and that's the end of the game. No, there's more. If it was just that, I probably wouldn't be that interested. If it was any of the regular RPG Kagura game where they just took an RPG Maker game and threw a couple scenes in it, oh, look, there you go, I made my game. No, I wouldn't give that any fucking lip service. I wouldn't care. But because it is a very popular series that's highly acclaimed by weebs in the hentai community, yeah, it's something I'm definitely going to give lip service to and be like, oh yeah, absolutely, this is something I want people to check out because it is different from what Kagura has given us. So Kagura's hitting pretty well as far as Demon's Roots last year, which was an RPG, but one of the most ambitious. Remember, even Tada himself said it was one of the most ambitious games he'd ever seen in the RPG Maker engine. And Tada created Rance and gave us the fucking 2 or 3 Bibles that I was talking about with DP when we talked about Rance 10, which is currently being localized. Now, about that, some people might be like, okay, well, Grim, what about the whole localizer or localizer or whatever debacle that's going on right now? Well, here we go. I mean, AI probably could translate all of that Rance game probably a lot faster than the guy who is translating it. But, like, I mean, if you can't wait, I mean, it's really hard for me to say no at this point, because a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, I've beaten Rance 9. I actually did finish all the other games, Grim. 3 isn't out yet, but you can also get a Japanese copy of 3 and probably put that on 3. Or Starless, Sleepless, Sleepless Nocturne. Yeah, it's tempting. It's stupidly tempting to just take the Japanese copies and be like, okay, I want to play this. I don't know if I'll get to play this before I die, so I might as well go ahead and use the AI. And we already did that little bit with Dominance with the MTL, the machine translation, but I don't know. Because, you know, I want a good day to come where the developer is like, you know, we'll bring these older games to the West. And it may not fucking ever happen. It just may never be a thing. Empress may just not care. And yes, I mean the company, not Empress, you know, on the show. But the company there, say Shoujo with him, he just might not give a shit. You know, he might just not want to bring it to us. And of course, we've got Black Sick, and we've got, what is that fucking name of that game called? Extravaganza. Yeah, that one is massive. It would be like trying to translate Rance 10. And maybe we could get that in a readable form with AI. I mean, it's not something they really want you to do. But at this point, like, what can you do? because if you don't have any other way to play it, other than to learn the Japanese language, you're probably not going to want to learn the Japanese language, because it takes a long time. And it takes a lot longer of a time than it would to be just using a translation. Not to mention all the usually games that they won't bring over to the U.S. because of their literal fucking prejudice. Like, they're legit racist, and you can't do anything about their actual xenophobia. I'm not talking about internet xenophobia. I'm talking about them as being a legit xenophobic company. We can't do a fucking thing about that, guys. I'm sorry. You might just have to use AI, and they're going to look down on it, but they haven't made a game in a couple of years anyway, so maybe they're on the wane too. You know, maybe they're either developing some super secret ultra project, or they just said, fuck it, our games aren't selling, and we're not bringing them to the U.S. We're not bringing them to the West. Maybe they've noticed the shit that's going on with the people in the West towards their games, and they're like, we're not bringing this shit to the West. Fuck them. Fuck the people in the West. I mean, maybe that's what's going on. Very possible. Oh, that sounds really old school. But yeah, all this debacle over a damn Shota game. It's really fucking stupid. It's stupid. I've had people tell me it was stupid. You know, it's just ridiculous. So, I don't know, man. It's just, that's what I do. That's the kind of content I make, and I'm not gonna fucking change, you know? That's what we've been doing for so long. That's what's getting the hits and the views, and people seem to enjoy it. So there's no reason to stop. What's going good, you know? We're getting more hits and views and subs, and all that stuff matters, I suppose, in the content creation game. And plus, I'll be bringing more people over because, you know, I'll be writing more extensively on Fuwa Novel. Because somebody's got to cover the AVNs, right? They said there's not enough AVNs being covered. Because I'm the only guy on the staff that wants to review AVNs. I know this. It's fine. I'm doing it. But there's so many great things that we can say about the AVNs. And I just want more people to kind of know about them. So we're going to probably cover Leap of Faith. Not all of it. I don't want to cover the dark parts. I don't want to spoil the game, because there's no use in people really playing if they know what's going to happen. But I do want people to understand, you know, that game is a little bit more than just you're this guy that had a fallout with his ex-girlfriend, and now you got all these beautiful women to choose from. It's a lot more than that. So, as soon as I, you know, really can sit down and work with that, I'll have that up, and maybe bring some more people over to this channel and stuff like that, because I was gonna link it. But of course, they're like, well, Grim, yeah, but if you bring these people over, what about your commentary and article shows and stuff, because you have views that some of these people may not. And I'm like, well, yeah, but that's part of, you know, free speech. First of all, we are on BitChute. We're not doing this on YouTube. So BitChute automatically kind of has a certain audience. some people, they may not really want to come to BitChute because they see stuff like Trump and all this other stuff, and they're like, oh, it's full of right-wing crap. But also, like, RGE's on there. And, you know, I used to listen to RGE all the time. RGE seems to be the voice of fucking wisdom in all this. Because he's one of the ones that was like, oh, I don't give a fuck if it's Shota. I don't give a fuck if it's Loli. I don't give a fuck if it's any of that. Like, he feels different about Loli than I do. But, you know, he does, again, he doesn't care. He's from a different generation, too. Oh, I mean, he's watched more anime than I've ever seen in my life, you know. He's watched a lot of the crazy shit. He might have watched some of those grindhouse movies and stuff like that as well. I don't know. It's a whole different ball game with that guy. You know, it's different. So, I mean, that I am who I am. I'm the fucking grindhouse guy. We've done several grindhouse movies on the show. We did a bunch. They're right there under Red Theater. You look up Red Theater, you'll find the shit. You'll find people talking. Some of them were fans at one time. I guess they never even bothered to check the video that we were watching when we did, like, one our zombie toilet of the dead or whatever that was. Like, come on, man, that's ridiculous. I mean, are people gonna have suspicions that I might be into, like, scat because we watched a hilarious fucking movie, a grindhouse movie about zombie poop or something? I don't know. It's crazy. It's like saying, oh, you like to murder people because you watch, like, horror movies all the time. And there's this really funny meme that went around a while back. I saw it just a day or so ago after a long time of just not being circulated. But it was a meme that basically said, you watch horror movies alone in your room? Are you Satan? And that's literally the kind of feedback that I was getting, right? It's like, are you Satan? Are you a pedophile? Are you a horrible person? Are you a degenerate? You know, are you a pervert? You know, stuff like that. It's ridiculous, right? It's like, people start saying all kinds of things about you because of the content you watch or what you listen to and all that kind of shit. And it's just absolutely fucking stupid. Again, there's a lot of people in my life that have done stupidly degenerate things. And I don't mean just covering some crazy games. I mean stuff that, you know, you want to punch them in the fucking mouth for, right? And I always knew the difference. Like, I always knew the difference between right and wrong. It's like, yeah, you're not supposed to treat children that way. You're really not supposed to treat women that way. You're not supposed to, you know, a lot of shit that people have done that's just fucking stupid. Like, some guy will get drunk, take all his clothes off, and run around a building and wonder why he gets arrested. Oh, because you did something fucking stupid, right? So that's just what it is. And one guy was talking about, oh, my digital footprint. This was in a comments board. Oh, my digital footprint matters. It's like, oh my God. It's really stupid when you get arguments from people that, you know, were supposed to be, like, cool with you and stuff like that. And now they're like, the one guy in particular, he literally gave me the Twitter argument, looks like a child. I'm serious, and I thought it was a joke, because I was told by the guy that runs that server, who's actually a pretty cool dude, I don't have anything against him, but he said, you know, it's all jokes, man, it's all jokes, we're all making fun of you, but this guy was serious. Like, at first, I was joking around with him. I was like, yeah, you wouldn't say any of that to me in the voice chat. And he's like, come on in, I'll do it. And I'm like, hold on, are you serious about this stuff? Do you really think I'm one of these kinds of people because of the content that I check out? Like, you literally think that? Really? That's so fucking bizarre. It's like, goddamn, dude, you fucking think I worship, like, what was the... He's, like, Muslim, so I'll say Iblis. Well, there's actually some anti-Muslim bands I've listened to, like Iblis and shit like that, where they're actually like, Iblis is like the Muslim Satan, pretty much. So it's like, oh yeah, it's like, you must worship Iblis and all the jinn and all that other stuff. It's all evil, horrible thing. It's like, see, that's why I don't like those kinds of people, because they're so fucking Puritan. And they're like, oh, it's based in Puritan. No, it's called fascism under another fucking name, honestly. Because when you take away people's freedoms to fucking do what they want to do, like, then you're literally oppressing, you're literally pressing your own agenda onto them. Even though it's not a, like, a leftist agenda where it's like, oh, there's 9,000 genders and you can identify as whatever you want. It's crazy to say, oh, well, we can't have any porn, we can't have any degeneracy, no black metal, no heavy metal, none of that kind of stuff. It can't exist. It's all horrible. No sex dolls, no hentai, no, none of that stuff. We got to get rid of all that stuff. It's all got, yeah, that's just ridiculous. Yo, you can't smoke, you can't drink. Oh, nope, no weed for you. You know, I mean, that's fine if people don't want to do that stuff, but yeah, I'm always, you know, freedom of choice person. I've always been libertarian, and that's how I feel. If it's not hurting anybody else, fuck it. If it is hurting somebody else, they can go somewhere else. You know, oh, I don't like this stuff. Look, nobody told you to watch it. They always say, if you don't like what's on, you can change the channel. That was something we always used to tell the big uber conservatives back in the day. Oh, it's horrible what these people are watching. You can change the channel. You can always change the channel. It's not hard to do. You know, you can go to a different, subscribe to somebody else. Oh, I don't like what so-and-so is talking about. Don't subscribe. Tell them no. Unsubscribe, you know? But that's just how it is. I've always been really respective of what, you know, people can do as long as it's legal. You know, if it's not legal, then no, I'm not for that. And of course, I'm not for, like, the actual real racism or, you know, anything like that. If you want to be, like, an internet racist or whatever, you know, it is what it is. But when you're talking about, like, real on, like, non-memeing shit, that's, yeah, that's stupid. And then, of course, the people that are all, okay. I think it's okay to be white. I don't think people should be, you know, shamed for that. But people that are literally like, oh, it's so great that I woke up white and, like, no, I mean, they're literally, like, Nazi stuff. And I'm not talking about, like, memeing. I'm talking about these people are full-on nationalists. It's, like, a real thing they're into. I've already told you about some of these people. They crawl sometimes into my sphere of people on social media because a lot of white people feel like they need to bond together for some reason. And it's weird. It's like, oh, we gotta, I don't know. Like, is this my, you know, I'm saying, if things collapse, is this my people? Are these people I gotta deal with? Because they're horribly trad. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, it's cool that you're white, but we gotta get rid of all the degenerate stuff you do, too. And it's like, no, fuck you. I know, I'll hang out with the desert people, you know. Whatever desert, you know, I don't know. I don't think there's desert around here, but it's not too close from where I'm at. But yeah, it's just really kind of stupid. And I did predict all this. I predicted all this shit. The Manosphere's gone to shit. It's absolute fucking shit. I don't really care too much for it. You know, Sterling Cooper's on his big old, I gotta get guys back in the plantation again, you know, gotta be a PUA. I mean, I think he always was kind of PUA, but since the Red Man group kind of faded out and all those other guys are just like, nah, I don't want to do this shit anymore. He's one of the ones left over, and of course you got Fresh and Fit, which DP said he actually fucking watches. I don't watch them, of course. Because we know that the Department of Home... I was supposed to give you guys that article. But yeah, the Department of Homeland Security says that the Manosphere is a threat. Guess who? Either it was the Fresh or Fit. It was the, I'm Roll Fuddle. Fuddle worked for the Department of Homeland Security. He fucking admitted on YouTube. You can literally go Fresh and Fit, Department of Homeland Security. You can put that into YouTube. And it will literally give you the video where he talked about working for the Department of Homeland Security. So, you know what somebody really needs to do? Go on the Fresh and Fit show and say, okay, so, Fresh and Fit, you worked for the Department of Homeland Security. So, what I want to know is, why are they going after you? According to this article, we're a threat. So, can you go and talk to your little Department of Homeland Security buddies and be like, hey, I'm one of the Manosphere guys, or is this all a big fucking plant? Okay, yeah, that's what I want. In front of all those millions of people, they're either gonna have some guy come in and just shoot me. Oh, we gotta get him, we gotta take him out. It's over, we gotta go. Ah, he's too much, he says too much. You know, shit like that. It's really ridiculous. I mean, it's like I smell a Fed, right? It's like, yeah, that's definitely what's going on. Because when I hear that, oh, they are targeting the Manosphere. Well, they got the biggest fucking DHS agent in the Manosphere right now. Well, it's just nuts. 9 years, I think he said. If you're in that fucking place for 9 years, if you're doing all those jobs for the government for 9 years, you weren't just some regular fucking dude. You had skills, you had training, you had fucking contacts. That dude still has contacts. So, I haven't heard much else about this, and the source is Zero Hedge. So, you know, it may not be 100%. Somebody can find me a fact check me a real, you know, a good source, an accurate source. Because, yeah, if that's really the fucking case, then some shit is really gonna go down. I mean, it would be really crazy, though, if somebody did. And it's really surprising, because so many people watch this guy, right? And he lets people do, like, comments. But it'd be crazy if somebody said, here's $1,000, tell me what I want to know. And then he gives him the article. There's an article in Zero Hedge that says, the Department of Homeland Security is looking into the Manosphere. It's like, oh, we're not Manosphere police. Oh, yes, you are Manosphere. It's like, what are you going to say to your DHS buddies to get them off our backs? And then look at his fucking face when he does it. It's like, And then they're going to have to literally pull up the fucking article. Like, all these guys literally, like, oh my god, they're right. You'd have the show stop, him get on the phone, find out, hey, what the fuck is going on? Why are you after my fans? And it's probably a literal, like, some left-wing whistleblower probably said some shit about certain channels, right? Like some of the hardcore, or maybe Andrew, maybe this goes back to Tate. Maybe they're still frustrated about Tate. And they're like, well, Tate was apparently the dude was literal shit. Like, I thought he wasn't, but according to some new information, dude literally was doing some, like, shitty stuff. So now they're like, okay, well, the whole Manosphere is a threat because this one fucking person happened to be a trafficker. And again, I'm not associated with this guy. I'm not even associated with the fucking Manosphere anymore. I'm looking at it across, you know, just fall apart. You know, because after the PUAs are gone, the incels, they fucking left. They spattered out. They realized they didn't have an audience. MGTOW guys got all kicked off. You know, they're all the good stuff, all the guys that had really good information, they're pretty much gone. What we're getting is regurgitated bullshit that we've heard a million times, which is even getting old to the Zoomers and probably even the Gen A. Because, you know, Gen A, they're going to be up there before you know it. And I'm sure that they're looking at their YouTubes and stuff like that, so they're going to get some of that regurgitated information. I mean, you still have Replicant Fish, and you still have Better Bachelor and a couple of other guys, but you're not going to have them for long. Like, I don't really think there's going to be too many more of these. And, of course, you have, what the hell is his name? Think Before You Sleep? Yeah, I remember the first video that guy made, and it was more rambly than anything I've ever done in my life. I actually commented and told him, dude, you need to really enunciate your shit and not talk like you do. Even though it's like me saying that, right? But I thought his shit was too much. So, basically, my writer said, my former writer said, let's see here. He said, just give me a second. Yeah. He said, the Manosphere needs a purge. Hosting and paying credits to people like H. Pearl Davis, Destiny, and Venti's gay boyfriend runs counter to everything the original Manosphere and MGTOW guys were saying. Best not to associate with that. So yeah, he said Venti's gay boyfriend, think before you sleep. I don't know, maybe there is something we don't know about think before you sleep. You know what though? This is still the thing I would want to say, and as a early listener of Think Before You Sleep, I still want to challenge him on the robot video. In front of Venti, in fact. Like, I would love to do that. It's like, dude, you literally made a fucking video where you straight up said that robots were the answer. And if you look at the Joe Rogan video, which I'm actually supposed to talk about that. Yeah, I got more shit to talk about. Whole nother fucking video I gotta make. But if you look at the Joe Rogan video, like, the scientists they have there says that robots are very good, getting very close to where you'll be able to get one, you know? And he was like, oh, robots are the answer. They're going to be the thing. And I would say, okay, now that you've been with Brittany Venti for so long, do you still feel the same way you did when you made this content? You know, it's actually worth noting. Oh man, I don't even know if I can find it. Well, it's worth wondering if he's actually got, oh, that's pretty cool. I don't think that's real. Advance, no, I'll look at that later. Sometimes they recommend me stuff that is robots or stuff, but, let's see here. No, damn it. I can't type. Alright, so it's probably going to be way back when. While your life isn't going too well, positive mind affirmations. He's got 782,000 subs now. Probably because of Brittany Venti. Alright, so his very first video, Anita Sarkeesian, Don't Waste Your Life, How to Get Falsely Accused. Red Pill are putting up with these women. I'm trying to look. I'm not sure which video it is. And he may have even deleted it. Because he's like, oh, well, you know, I totally got this regular woman now, so I'm totally not into the robots anymore. Oh, man. I could literally clean house with so many of these guys. Start out with fresh and fit. Like, oh, hey, why are your Department of Homeland Security buddies after the Manosphere now, huh? What do you mean? Look at this article. And then the other guy, hey, think before you sleep. I see you're with Brittany Venti here, but what's this about robots? Has she seen the video? Did you show this to Venti? You said that robots would be a superior option? Oh, no, I made that when I was... Yeah, then why is it still up there? Because if you were so, you know, interested in this woman you have, you would probably want to delete something like that in order to say, hey, I made a mistake. Or you at least would make a video to say, hey, I said a long time ago that robots were something I was into and were the answer, but now that I found this wonderful woman, I no longer think that way. See, that would be great. At least give me an up-to-date analysis there, because you still have the video up. It seems like a lot of his older videos are still up there. And I don't know what he named the video, but I know it happened at the very end of the video. And he said, well, I made that years ago. Yeah, but years ago, I can still find it. That's the thing, mate. It's like you're saying one thing, and then you're saying another, and that makes you a hypocrite. Well, am I supposed to have a robot? Well, that's what you said you wanted. I mean, this... it's like, wow, I can't change? Well, you made an entire video saying that's what you wanted. Now, see, if I sense, you know, like, I'll be honest when I talked about the Philippines. You know, I'm having second guesses on that. But at least I'm being honest about having second guesses. At least I'm being honest in saying that maybe guys should think again about going to the Philippines because there are a lot of scammers there. And, obviously, DP talked about that guy who went to Thailand, and he loved it and had a good time. Obviously, he's banned from the casino, but he had a great time over there. He said there was no bureaucracy or anything like that. He enjoyed it. That's great. That's fine. I didn't say you couldn't have the time of your life there. I'm just saying it may not be the place you want to go looking for a wife. Now, some people may disagree. Some people may say, oh, the Philippines is a great place for... you know, if you find the right woman, well, a lot of guys won't probably find the right woman. They'll find one that says, hey, handsome. You know, there was one video I was looking at from the Passport Bros. It might not have even been my screen. It might have been something that Drek shared. But it was a screenshot from a video where the guy said, where the women said, oh, you can have us both, you know, as if to reel men in further. Oh, I can have both? You mean to tell me I can't get anything in my country, but I can get two in these places like Philippines and Thailand? You know, why not, right? But you have to be careful, because that's how they get you. That's how they get the fat man into eating all kinds of McDonald's, right? They say, hey, this burger, how about we give you two burgers for the same price? Two burgers for the same price? Are you serious? Oh my God, two, and then he'll come back. He'll be like, I want two burgers for the same price again. And they give him two burgers for the same price. And then eventually he just gets larger and larger and larger, and he doesn't realize the health problems that creep up from just eating fucking two burgers because it's so cheap. He just eats the two burgers all the damn time. That's all he ever eats, and he just gets, I mean, cholesterol's up to the moon. He's starting to look like a blimp, you know? You paint him blue, he's a berry, you know? That doesn't work. You don't want to do that. So, yeah, you have to be careful out there. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to find the woman of my dreams because, oh, you'll find the woman of your nightmares. That was not what I was in for. Well, that's what you got. Oh, yeah, and I ran through this tower a lot of times because I wanted to get all the special items in it. And believe me, it worked because the end of this game is fucking difficult. But it's not as hard as the Pirate's Curse, which unfortunately I wasn't... I don't know if there was maybe some issues with the game, but I wasn't able to record it. So when this one gets done, we're going to go straight to the one after that, which is Half Genie Hero. Now, that is kind of funny. Don't say kiss to me unless you're actually going to do it. It's funny that Shantae gets by, right, with her design, because it's obviously very sexy, and there's several games where they accentuated that, like where all the girls, you know, they all have really attractive waifu-type bodies, and of course they all put them in, they put them all in these, like, princess... things, you know, where they showed off their belly and, you know, it was very revealing outfits, right? And they even have some fan art of that, or not, I don't know if it was fan art or official art, but I think they put it in the game. So, yeah, it's surprising that Shantae gets by with that, and they're not losing their shit over Shantae here in the West. I'm sure there's some people, I just haven't run into them yet. And we're supposed to get a new Shantae game this year. It's supposed to be the beginning, the one they were going to put on Game Boy Advance, but it got trashed or something. I guess they just threw it away. But they decided to rebuild it, and we're going to get it. Shantae Beginnings or something. Risky Beginnings, I think, something like that. Because, of course, it's going to be before this game. It's actually the one right before this game. And, yeah, I'm going to play all the way through it because I'll play through all the other ones. I don't know why I wouldn't play through that one. But, so, I guess that's pretty much all I have to say on this particular video. We've ranted and raved and talked about all the ridiculousness behind just people that don't understand fucking content. They just don't fucking get it. They literally don't get it. And it's fine because some of it's like before their time. When we talk about Grindhouse movies, most people have never seen them. Like, Machete was one, but that was more of a Hollywood Grindhouse. They didn't really do, like, the stuff in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and even the 90s in some ways, where they were more like B-movies. But, yeah, they existed. And, like I said, I love those old Grindhouse movies and just the kind of weird, crazy debauchery that goes on in there. And that's when I look at something like, you know, even Maggot Base or something, I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, Grindhouse. It's going to be crazy and fucked up, you know. There was a time when you used to want to find a crazy fucked up movie, like in your like teens and 20s, you'd be hanging around the guys like, man, let's really fucking crazy. And bands, again, they would do this. When I was at the Housecore Horror Fest, they had a whole room, which was nothing but Grindhouse movies. They would show Grindhouse films, and sometimes the bands would get in there with people and watch them, and, you know, they even had a band that would play Grindhouse stuff in the background of their set. So you'd see women getting torn apart and shit like that. You know, it's Grindhouse. It's fucking crazy shit, dude. It's not something that you take fucking seriously. It's that's the problem with people. They can't take hentai seriously. They take hentai too seriously. They take Grindhouse shit too seriously. They take all this shit too seriously. It's never been that big of a deal. And DP is from the same kind of school of thought because he gets it. Like, it's just a movie. It's just a porn. It's like, wow. I mean, just because somebody watches, like, DP would laugh like a clown getting a balloon in the vagina or something doesn't mean, oh, I want to actually try that, which would be really fucking dangerous because it might explode, and that would not be good. Obviously, you don't even have to tell somebody that because somebody with sense knows that. They know the difference that, hey, you know, shoulders aren't fucking real. You're not supposed to bang your cousins or your sisters or your mothers or anything like that. It's not real. Like, people can't tell. It's just pixels on a fucking screen. And we made the pixels on a screen argument back during the fucking boomer shooter days. Oh, this person's really getting decapitated. They weren't around because they weren't fucking old enough to remember those days, where Doom was just being completely shit on because it was the most horribly violent thing they'd ever seen. It was just terrifying. And then Postal came out, and it was banned in several fucking countries. So, yeah, that's the thing, guys. That's literally a fucking thing. And people, they don't get it. They weren't there. And I thought, okay, well, surely these people, you know, like, degeneracy wouldn't be that big of a problem. But I guess for some fucking people it is. It's just, oh, that's too much for me. I mean, that's fine if some people don't like it, but you don't have to go out and tell people, oh, you're a horrible person because you like this or listen to this. And it's like, really? Because I watch this movie or play this fucking game, I'm now a horrible person? That fucking sucks. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on the Grim Rant Show. No. On Grim Rants of the Heavens when I've got something else to rant about. Stay tuned.